Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life, so don't waste them.
There are more people on the planet today thinking for themselves than ever before. Otherwise, a religious book was thinking for them, a priest or a pandit or a mullah was thinking for them, or there was one wise man who was thinking for them. Now, for the first time, a huge, massive number of people are thinking for themselves. Well, you can debate always whether they're thinking right or wrong, all that thing, but at least they're thinking. In the end, people who ask, all this is fine, but what's the takeaway? They want a commandment. We are talking about consciousness. Commandments won't fly. Commandments means you're trying to fix your life. Consciousness means you want to liberate your life. My intention is you must liberate your life. The problem with every generation is the previous generation thinks the next generation is all confused. The older generation is not able to come to terms with the new possibilities that the next generation is exhibiting. But one concern is physically, mentally, the generation that's coming up now seems to be much weaker. This is weakening of the species, which is dangerous over a period of time. So I feel the youth of today should get little more in terms of physical activity, little more into nature, maybe climb a mountain, maybe swim in the lake. How will a young person gain strength, courage, learn to handle many things if you don't do something little unpredictable? Everything is a set track, it's not good. Generally, always the next generation is better than the previous generation. But today we are coming to a place where we could be producing a next generation which is less than us. Once that happens, we have done something very negative against the fundamental life process. It's like a trapeze, you're leaving one trapeze, you need something else, if you don't find it, you'll hang on to anything. So right now, chemical is the net, it's not another trapeze, it's a net that you can fall into, and people experience their own little heaven. Well, it ruins you in so many ways. The important thing about life, whether it's a grasshopper out there or you, both of us are striving to be the fullest possible life that we can be. A grasshopper is trying to be a full-fledged grasshopper, a human being is trying to be a full-fledged human being. So suppose you cut off one of grasshopper's legs, the hopping leg, if you take it off. Have you enhanced its life, I'm asking you? No. So similarly for a human being, if you take away any of his faculties in any way, even temporarily, have you enhanced his life? So intoxication is just that. It is taking away your faculties for a period of time, but if you continuously do it, it'll take it away for your life. But the important thing is you're taking a backward step with life, because life can only be enhanced by sharpening and increasing our faculties, not by decreasing our faculties. Our ability to be active physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, if this is in any way crippled, this means we are taking a backward step. Though there may be pleasure attached to it. Every human being wants his life enhanced. If you don't show them proper ways to enhance, they will find shortcuts. See, a man who goes to the bar and a man who goes to a church or a temple or a whatever, they're seeking the same thing. They're trying to enhance their life. If you do not show them a proper way, they will take whatever ways are available on the street, that's all. That's why I'm saying it's not a moral issue for me. It is just that it sets you backward. You want to go forward, but it sets you backward. Everything has to come from your experience. That means you're going to be very small. In this world, how many things can you personally experience? Very small. Even if it's wide-ranging experience, still it's very small. So essentially, This whole attitude and questioning and this kind of thing has happened to the world in a big way because our education is confusing people to make them believe that memory is intelligence. Memory is not intelligence. Memory is useful as data, but intelligence is a different dimension. Within your experience, your memory and your intelligence are two different things. If you have an intelligence which is unsullied by memory, you will see everything just the way it is. But if you look at everything through the filters of your memory, everything is prejudiced. And today, how many people think they're going to heaven and they're preparing for it? Has come down dramatically. 80% heavens have collapsed in people's minds. Still, they don't dare to say that because there is still fear. But in their minds, the aspiration of going to heaven is largely collapsed. So when heavens collapse, what will human beings do? They will try to find it here, which is a very good thing. But if you don't show them any way to find a heaven within themselves, that is when at least 80 to 85% of the population today is on alcohol or some kind of drug happening, simply because they are trying to build their own little heaven. Because the other heaven that was promised for a long time has collapsed in their minds. I'm looking at every nation as just a segment of humanity, not as a political or geographical borders. That's not important for me. But we have still not found a way where the entire world can embrace each other and become one global entity. That's not yet a reality, it's still far away. How do you address the well-being of human beings? Nation is the largest piece that you can address. Anything that you feel is a part of yourself, with that you don't need any values, ethics, morals, nothing, because it's a part of you. Charles Darwin said that you evolved out of a monkey. You were a monkey, then you became a man. The DNA difference between a chimpanzee and you is only 1.23%. But in terms of intelligence and awareness, you are worlds apart from a chimpanzee. So your problem is just this: you have an intelligence for which you don't have a stable enough platform. Right now, you may call it so many things, so many exotic names have come up: stress, tension, anxiety, depression, madness, all kinds of things. All this essentially what it means is, your intelligence has turned against you, that's all. You can give any number of reasons, but essentially, your intelligence has turned against you. If your intelligence was working for you, would you create blissfulness or misery? If your intelligence turns against you, no power in the universe is going to save you, you are a done thing. Every possibility, if you do not harness it, it becomes a problem. So the same goes for your cerebral capability. If you do not harness it, it's a serious problem.
Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life, so don't waste them.